The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, we thank you for your mercy towards us. Thank you, Father, for your mercy towards your people. Thank you because you have not forgotten your people. You have not abandoned the land. You have not let it to the wicked one. You have not allowed the land to be sold out. Thank you, Father, for your mercy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For your light will shine again. The light of your glory, the beauty of your name will be made manifest in our days, in the midst of men, in the midst of our people, that will sing your praise again. Salvation song will be sung across the land, across the Yoruba race, to be sung again, to be sung again. Salvation will be sung again. And they will know that you are truly, you are the Savior of all men. Thank you, my dear Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Isaiah 25. Isaiah 25. Let me, 24, verse, the last two verses. And then the moon shall be confounded and the sun ashamed. When the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before his ancients gloriously, the Lord shall reign, so the moon shall be confounded, the sun shall be ashamed. That's what men have put their trust in. So the moon and the sun is what the earth depend on. But when the Lord will reign in Zion, in Mount Zion, not just that the Lord will be on Mount Zion, the Lord will reign there. And in Jerusalem and before his ancients gloriously. O Lord, thou art my God. So he's now telling us, prophetically speaking out, how that will happen. I will exalt thee and I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. What is wonderful things? When the Lord shall reign, this song will be sung. Thy counsels of old, it has been your eternal counsels, which are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast made of a city an heap, and of a defense city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. Amen? Amen. When the Lord will move across the land in this new season, I tell you what God will do. The cities that will be overrun shall never be built. No one will ever think about raising the idols anymore. Amen. They will be gone forever. Amen. You have made a city of an heap. This is a great city. See verse 3. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nations shall fear thee. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, then a shadow from the heat. When the blast of the terrible one is a storm against the wall, Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers, as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud. The branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. Do we say amen?
Amen.
And in this same mountain, this mountain, shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees, well refined. We've been through that, right? And because of that, the Lord will destroy in that same mountain. That is to say that the reason for the feeding for this feast is to administer strength, right? That will bring down nations and defend cities, right?
Yes, sir.
So it's a feeding of strength to his people. Strength to Zion. And the Lord will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. So what is seen as sun and moon are not just mere light, they are a cast. That's why he used the word sun and moon, because everybody on the earth here directly or indirectly depend on the sun and the moon. So it's not actually talking about this sun and this moon, but it's representing the activity to be like the sun and the moon, because the sun has spread. The moon also has spread. Even if you don't like the sun to come out, in the day it will come out. It's not subjected to your desire. So if it does not answer your desire, then it's a cast over you. It's a cast. So they call it, it will destroy in the mountain the face of the covering cast. So it also means that that cast, that is the sun and the moon, has a face. So they let you know that it's a being. It's a being who is operating like a sun. God always says the Lord is the sun and shield. So even scripture also likened the Lord to be a sun. Psalm 84. The Lord is the sun and shield. The Lord is the sun and shield. So the Lord himself also is the cast. That's how he governs. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk. So how can the sun give grace and glory? So they are defining him in various ways for understanding. Number one is a cast that does not ask for your permission. So everybody here agree under it. And it determines is the one that whose grace men depend on. If the Lord is the sun and shield, he will give grace. So that the Lord gives grace. It's a face that shines. That when it shines on you, it brings grace on you. Amen. Are we right?
Yes, sir.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So we can see here also that it's not just a cast, it's a face. The face of the covering cast over all people. Not some, over all people. And the veil that is spread over all nations. So we have his activity in all nations, but it's the same veil spread over all nations. The manifestation of the veils may vary. Here it's occultism. That's why I was talking about over the week. That's why people here are not reasonable. Or occultism, what occultism does is occultism is not a power, it's a power that subverts the mind. Occultism pushes mind away and forces its intention. Some nations still uses operations that uses a part of the mind. But the Chinese people, they also have their occultic practices, right? But it uses a part of their mind. So you see them with meditations. In their meditations, their mind is involved. Are you here with me today, please?
Yes, sir.
But, no. This part of the world we are in, it doesn't use mind. Somebody will take cutlass and cut cocoa tree. And we bring harvest of 10 years in 1 year. Yes. That one cocoa tree will fruit. 10 years fruit in 1 year. It will fruit throughout the whole year. You will lease out your farm to them. They will take your farm for 2 years. And harvest 20 years in 2 years. When they hand over to you, they will start dying. The cocoa will start dying. Because they are finished their life. It's not far from. Just enter here. Just go here for 2 kilometers. You start seeing it happen. It's not a problem. So, do you understand what I'm saying? One small Yahoo boy will take the undies of a girl and take million out of it. And all that the girl can make in life is made within a short time. So the girl, if it doesn't die, is useless. Nothing will ever work in her hand. So you can see the increase of that across our land, right? Yes. Now they have enthroned a leadership as a symbol of their caste. So this present thing you are seeing on Nigeria is a symbol of the dominion. They actually enchanted the land to produce this leader. This is not matter about. It's African occult. So there are forces that neglect the mind. That's why you can't discuss with Yoruba man reasonably. You can't reason. Even when you are schooled, if you're not careful, you start thinking like them. Schooling does not educate the mind of Yoruba man. Hear them. Hear what they told you. Have you heard what those guys in recent time? You will see that something has. It's because they are all under that caste. Very strong occult. Are we together, please? Say amen. Amen. Now, God knows all of that. They are part of the spread that is over all nations. It only has manifestation in different territories in different ways. But it says the Lord is going to destroy the face. He will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast. It can be over the nation, so, but it will be destroyed in this mountain. Amen. There's nobody in this mountain will be a part of that covering cast. Amen. That same covering cast was over all the nations of the earth here, where Jesus was raised there. Yes. Somebody grew on earth and broke through the cast. And it went up and it came back and gave gift to men. To tell you that the limitation has been broken, but the caste has not been totally taken away from all men. Are you with me, please? That caste is the sin of the nations that fell in different lords by reason of their activity with the dragon or with the serpent. Various life nature fell on nations. Flesh fell from him. Blood fell from him. What is called man today fell from him. Called man today is no more man, it's vanity. It's lighter than vanity. That's man today. Why? Man has corrupted himself. Yes. His wisdom has been corrupted. It's the activity of the serpent. Various portions fell out. And men use it to wrap their life. Flesh fell out. Man used flesh to wrap himself. Blood fell out. Man used blood. Everything that fell from him, man used it as covering. He has always wanted the covering for himself. God said, don't cover yourself. God took an animal. He took his skin and covered him. So that he can use that one to hope for restoration. Man never liked it. Man wants his own covering. So this wicked spirit knew it. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
So from there, no one is able to see God's face. No one. So you can see what we read here. It says, verse 8 says, he will finally swallow up death. What?
In victory.
And the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord has spoken it. Verse 9. And it shall be said, in that day, it shall be said, lo, this is our God. So it means that this covering cast actually is what kept people from seeing God. So that it can be false God to people. Even to Zion. Is the reason why Zion can't arise. They know they have God. A God. But they are not allowed to see their God. Or see the face of their God. He has become a face to all nations. Can you see that? Yes. Though they know they have God as their God, but they don't know him. And since they don't know he their God, then you can't receive guidance from him. I think in one of the slides, said, for this God is our God. And it shall be our guide. Can you see? For this God is our God. So you can't take guidance from a God you don't know. You will take guidance from anything that looks like God. Are we in the house, please? For this God is our God forever and ever. I like this. Say this God. Not that God. This. So they say this. There's a point when it becomes this. It's no more far away. But to all of us, to start with, God is far. Even to the children of Israel. That's why he came to them with the revelation of that I am. Not this I am. I am that I am. Just to know that you don't know me, you can't know me now. I'm far from you. But I am. I'm there. But it's that. Amazingly in the gospel, even with the preaching of Christ, he didn't change it. That which was from the beginning, that is, he still remained that. So it's all children of hope. And you can die in hope. Not realizing the promise. God, hope is supposed to be a strength for one to receive the promise. So if the promise is not attainable, hope becomes useless. I'm hoping for pounded yam this evening. It doesn't make me eat pounded yam. But that hope kept me waiting. So if I end up not eating pounded yam, my hope is useless. That's where the Bible says, we are of all men most miserable. It's a useless hope. That, so if he used that for Israel, shouldn't use it for us. If we are close, at least it should change to this. It remained that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have endued off the word. Off is of that. A measure came. So Christ is just a coming of that. It tells you that one was not the real. It's not the real. It's still far. So this one that came now is to help you to go to the real one. So what he carried that made it difficult for man is that he has a face. If it was an arm he has, it would be easy to defeat him. But it's not easy to deal with anything that carries face. It's things in the realm of the holiest that has faces. You will see in Ezekiel the four living creatures, faces. In Revelation, you see the four beasts, four faces. If a thing is not close to a throne, it doesn't have face. That is, it can't communicate, it can't transfer himself through his face. Are we in the house, please? Say amen. He can't. There are strong, powerful angels who doesn't have face. Just like there are some of them who doesn't have name. And they will be in the class of the innumerable company. It's a company of angels. They don't have name. So when you say, I am Gabriel, it's telling you, I don't belong to the rest of them. I am Gabriel that stands in the presence of the Lord. I'm the one that is sent to bring this tidings unto you. The one he's talking to should know the realm from which the tidings came from. Do you doubt my words? He didn't say, I'll tell God. No, thou shalt be dumb. And it has to be like that because he came with a face. He has a name. Are we together here today? So, the wicked one we are dealing with, who's ruling over this wicked one we see around us here? This dark, useless spirits that governs the territories we find there, that give conversation of life to them and become their life. If you live around here and you go 500 meters into this place, you will know that there is a climate over this place. You will know that it's not classwork. It's practical. It's because the earth is governed by climates. There is a one across the earth that gave under government to spirits to broadcast over various territories. Praise God. So, is it of interest to me that his strength is his face? What did I say? Come on, say it again. You cannot understand why God said, "Put in this way you will put my blessing upon Israel." The Lord bless thee. The Lord keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Because you can be his people, his face may not be shining on you. You can have grace and not still have his face. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. That is no prayer. So there are two realms of prayers. The realm of blessedness is blessing and keeping. Are we right? The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face do what? Shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord also will not stop there. The Lord will have to lift up his countenance. Can you see? So there's a higher expression of face. So countenance is also face. So it's an higher expression of face because of the effect of face on you. You need face to lay on you over and over. His face has to come. Then the Lord will have to lift countenance upon you then and give you peace. Because the one who is over the nations has a face. You can't enjoy my blessing without my face. It won't stay. Even if it come on you, the interpretation will be his life. It won't be my blessing. It will color it. This morning I was like, Elohim is shining. Elohim is shining. God is shining. Now, why is he doing all of that? It is because of face. So what Moses actually had that placed him at advantage was Moses was a man of face. What did I say? Moses was what? A man of face. The Bible says that Moses spoke to God face to face. It's called the man of God. Because it's a man who deal with face. If you don't carry face, you can't meet Pharaoh. They can't send to Pharaoh. Because Pharaoh is a face. Even from the crown of Pharaoh, it says that it's not just a... It's not the Yoruba man who has you know that idea. No, that idea does not say anything. From his crown, he's sending a message. I carry a face from a serpent. Maybe so it's not even a serpent. Maybe it's a cobra. That's white neck. That's cobra face. And one thing about cobra is that it's poison kill fast. So it tells me that I am a killer straight. I don't kill her straight. So his own face is to kill straight. Praise God. So Moses is a man that speaketh with God first. We learn later that God has faces. So definitely, so Moses was asking the Lord to show him his face. God said, nobody see my face and leave. Then what have you been showing to me before? His conversation that got there. He began to talk to God. And from that talking, he felt that God is still hiding something. And that's okay. Lord, if I find your mercy, I find your grace. Can you show me your grace, your glory? I've been saying, show me thy glory. That's. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me. So there's one me that is somewhere that was not used for Moses' conversation. Are you here with me today? So, there's a face that is called me. No man shall see me. There's one being called me that was kept away from Moses. So Moses, because he's a man who wants to have God. If you are not going with us, don't send us henceforth. Don't go with us. Don't send us henceforth. How would the nation know that you are the one who have sent us? You have to go with us. God said, let me an angel go with you. He wants God to go. So it means that the faces he has been seeing, actually were angel's faces. And when the angel appeared, they will say, the Lord. We see better in Revelation that God has angels that can signify him. How would they have known at that point? So, what does God actually like? God likes people that go with him. God doesn't like people who wants to know everything now. And someone's not like that and say, God, empty yourself. I'm ready. I want to know everything. I want to press it on the deeper things, the depth of you. They'll just cut a face away there and give to you. God lost gradual revelation of himself. To him, it's an exciting thing to just, it's God's glory to hide a matter. Can I say, you are not a king to search it out. So you have to take time to search it. So that glory, that thing that God has kept, you can put it in faces, 10 faces. Let's search for number one. And they call it. It is, we are searching it. It's just number one of the 10. So if you can't stay, say stay. You can't get God. Forget about it. No matter how good you are, if you can't stay, just stay, yes. Stay. You can't get God. God likes men to seek. Seek ye the Lord, why is near? Can you see that? Then call upon him. So, God put himself at seasons like that one, at places like that one. It's in the journey that you discover him. Amen. Amen. So, Moses was able to go that way, go far. And through the faces he knew, he brought judgment over nations. He dealt with Pharaoh. He dealt faces. Look at the chapter of the judgment. He said, Pharaoh will not let you go easily. But you see, after this man's judgment, he will let you go. When he got to the last judgment, the
heart of Egypt tremble. The thing called Pharaoh collapsed. Why did God not bring it? Why did not bring us the first judgment? What is this card? You know that one thing will collapse him. To let men know the texture of Pharaoh's heart. So that if you meet him in hell and tell Pharaoh, why are you here? That God of Israel is a bad God. He will know that he went on a journey with him and that it was a bad journey. But there's none of the plague that was palatable. Amen. God said, Pharaoh value firstborn. Pharaoh likes firstborn. Firstborn of Pharaoh is always heir of the throne. So I will know what firstborn mean. That night, cry went through the whole of Egypt. Because they made it to man, animal, insect. So the release was not, it was unconditional. Overnight. No wonder, that night, God has said to the Jews, go and borrow gold. I will give you favor, they will give you gold. When they were going out, nobody remembered that we borrowed them gold. Tears and mourning fill the land, fill their hearts. I'm talking about the man who brought the face of God. One man brought the face. Praise God. So, when you hear the word, and Moses knew the ways of God. This is the face in you. What is in face is way. Now, listen to me. Nothing will roll off the present without face. I think you know that. Revelation says, I like Revelation. It says, when the face, what's that? Let's check that. Is it 22? Give me that place. 6. Talk about the face in the face of him that sits on the throne. Said in heaven, sorry, and I saw, is that verse 11? 6:16. And said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us. Are you here? And hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne. So, the one who sat on the lamp and God, what they have on the throne is face. So, in the time of, this time of the seas, this is serious. Remember that in the series? Men will say to mountain, cover us. Because man can't see his face. So it is not a time you preach gospel of his face to creatures. Are we in the house, please? Come, creature can't see his face. But that same face, when that face was unveiled in chapter 20, verse 11, and I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it. Are you there? From whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for them. So it means the present creation can fold up at that face. When that face is unleashed, things that are of lower quality disappears. So what we call judgment of Pharaoh was a folding up of his... A face shone and things folded up. So kingdom of 20 years can collapse. Are we in the house, please? But when the face shone from the throne,
It's not just kingdom of the earth. Earth itself. And heaven fold up. To let you know the advantage of the face of the covering cast. There's nothing man can do against it. It's a high face. They can change government to government. It's the same thing. It can be Roman government today. They are the one in charge. When you are tired of one, they change to another one. You'll be rejoicing. They are the one behind it. Their job is that a government from the invisible must stay with men. Say amen. Amen. So it is the face that communicates the grace or the life of the being. Or the very life of the being. That's what the face is to do. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you behold his face, it's meant to communicate their way to you. So you can't behold their face and go your way. What I say? Once you can get to the place to behold their face, you know when you say, when the Spirit of the living God, when it writes its law, is to make you behold their face. I was explaining beholding of face last time. Stay your gaze. It's not easy for creatures to stay on their gaze. Creatures are used to looking either tither. Creatures are not meant to. So it's only when creature can get to a point where it can behold their face that their life can transfer. And it means that creature will cease to be a creature. That's enough. No man can see my face and live. It's not that God says, if you see my face, you die. No. It's only that when you get to the place where you can see his face, you won't be a man anymore. But the nature of man is to look either, they die, you die. So, face is the expression of their life. Now, thank you very much, that is 2 Corinthians 3, says, but we all with open face, beholding in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same. Say same. Now, but you can't get the place where you can. No man by himself can get to a place where he can behold. Paul said, we all. It's not all Christians he's talking about. We who have received the writing of the law. So what the Spirit is supposed to do is that when the Spirit starts writing in you, it gives you capacity to have an open face that can behold glory. Or behold the real image. God is the image that transfers the exactness to us. Are we in the house, please? Yes, now, I'm not even at the point of this detailed explanation at this point. But what I'm just saying is that what communicates change is the face. When it is time to change, then you have to see the face. If you can't see the face, you can't change. The power, because look at me, you have a face. A face has been cast on you. And that face cannot be changed except you see his face. Am I with you, please? So the only thing that can deal with the face on you is his face. Psalm 67. It says, God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to do what? See verse 2. That thy way. What God? Are you here with me today, please? Yes, I'm not going through a long thing today. I just want to bring a few things to us. God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. So they know the solution to the wala. That thy way. So it means that God's brightness or shining face is actually the expression of his way. The path to God's face is his way. So that won't say the way to God's way is the way. Then the way out of God's face also is his way. So God's face is intertwined in his way. That's why God will not shine his face to any man who will not make his way known. If you come to God and say, God, bless me. He will say, what kind of blessing do you want? Lord, I just want my land, my farm, to have bountiful harvest. Say, you don't need my face. Receive abundant harvest. Lord, I just want, I want this ministry to fill the whole place. That everywhere there'll be televangelists there. Is that what you want? They don't know in my face. Just receive the gift of healing. And the whole place will be filled up, baby. They will come from Kotangora. And I think healing night. They will leave Germany and attend healing night. I've not heard our stories of people that left Europe to attend Ketukuma's meeting. Travel across continent. You don't need his way. But when he say, I want to make your way known. My way known. Then my face is for my way. That thy way may be known upon the earth. Kai. And thy saving health among all nations. That nations will know how a soul can be saved. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as thy soul prospereth. That's my saving health. That's how I communicate my health through my way. So we see John captured by that passion. I said, brethren, I wish. No wonder his way will be known to them. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. So I wish above all things. Come on, say, I wish above all things. This man is not a mere man. Above all things. That thou mayest prosper. I want you now to enter into your eternal prosperity. I wish now that you are no more enjoying some blessings and some rare. I want to come into your real realm of blessing. When you prosper by thy soul prosperity. When your soul becomes the prosperity. When you carry it within your tablet. No wonder Jesus has to show himself to this man. He wants a desire true service, right? Say amen with me, please. Amen. Are you here together today? Yes, so you will say that, I'll say that his face is what has his way. Nobody can come to his face and still see his way. I see a place in scriptures, Genesis 18, and I see God and Abraham talking together in that place. It's of interest to me. God was going to destroy Sodom. You know the story very well. Amen. And he came to Abraham's tent. And Abraham began to intercede for Sodom. In verse 33, let's read that place. Let's read together. Verse 33. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left coming with Abraham. And Abraham did what? Unto his place. So that communion was not for his way. It was for intervention for Sodom. Abraham should go with the Lord. But the Lord commune with Abraham. So communion is actually primarily designed for a man to get God's face. So a man can go God's way. But the Lord went his way.
That communion has not attained to his face. He was interceding for Sodom. So I like that place we read. That's Psalm 67. And I save in F. Can we read the next two verses there? Quickly. Let the people praise thee, right? Oh God. Let all the people praise thee. What's the next thing? Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously. And what? And govern. So if a nation has not gotten God's face, it's not easy for God to govern them. So God's government is the revelation of his face, or the making known of his way. Remember, he prayed for his face to shine, that your ways will be made known. And when your ways are made known, then thou can now govern the people. So God must heal the nations. What did I say? If the nations are not healed, how would they be healed? By God shining his face. So God's face is the medicine of healing the nations. Now God's face is God's art. What did I say? Second Corinthians 4 says, God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shone in our heart. So God's face is the shining of the heart of God. God doesn't show his heart easily. That's why you can easily deal with God's end and go away. You can't see God's heart easily. What is on God's face is his heart. I think in the book of Proverbs, as in water, face, as threat to face. So the heart of man to man. So the heart of man is the face of man. What did I say? As in water, face, answered to face. So the heart of man is the face of man. So the heart of God is the face of God. That's why God doesn't discuss his heart easily with man. He easily answer you and go away. If he tell you his heart, you will be unhappy. You will be sad. So his hands are stretched forth to quickly. Nigeria, get on, go. His hands are stretched forth like that to. His heart is not made known. So when God wants to shine his face, it's when he see another heart. If he can't find a heart, he won't shine his face. So God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts. To give the light. Go give light. It shines in our hearts to give light. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 2, that ye are our epistles, that ye are our epistles written in our hearts. So, because the epistle of the living God has written in their hearts, then their heart can communicate the epistle to others. Can you see that? Can you see that? So it is the epistle was first of all transferred to them before they can transfer to other people. Say amen, please. So the heart of man, why is he sick? Any heart that does not carry the face of the Son of God is a sick heart. Or you can call it a cursed heart. The curse upon men are curses upon souls. That's why they can succeed with their brain. But they can't break through with their heart. With their brain, they will build business. With their heart, they will destroy it. With their brain, they will build big nations. With their heart, they will destroy it. What's destroying America? What's destroying the Western world? Is it not heart? Are they not brilliant people? Brilliant. But the hearts. So they won't acknowledge that they have a heart. They believe that all they have is head. Deception. So you find out that one thing that happens immediately the tree of life was restored is that they have to use that tree of life
to heal nations. Revelations, you will see that in the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded a fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree for the healings of the nation. Now, if there is no leaf, there won't be healing, so there won't be prosperity. What I say? If there is no leaf, there won't be healing and no prosperity. That's why in Psalm 1, verse 2, quickly. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. Verse 3. And it shall be like a tree, can you see? Planted by the river of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf, say his leaf. If his leaf wither, then he can't prosper. But what sustains the fruit is the leaf. You can see plant that's leaf without fruit. We can't see plant with fruit without leaf. Jesus caused the victory because it has leaf, no fruit. But in the time of fig, fruit and leaf, like almond, should appear together. Once the fig is growing leaf, it must have fruit. But it won't grow fruit for leaf. It will grow leaf. As leaf is showing, fruit will be appearing. That's a sign that that plant is prospering. So you can see, so its leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever it doeth. So the leaf is key to its prosperity. So the fruit of the tree is important. But more important is the leaf. Because the leaf is the heart. Now you see heart and leaf. They are alike, right? The heart and the liver are alike. Then, the heart is the face. So the leaf also is the face. That's why no leaf bends down. Every leaf shows its face. If the face is covered, then no photosynthesis, no life for the plant. So his face must be open. So you can open face. Say open face. So I say we all with an open face beholding the glory of the Lord or the outshining of God's face. So when you have light of God's radiance shining, it is the heart or the face that must take it. Now the issue is this one. Because the heart has lost God's way. If the heart loses God's way, it can't open. When I say loses God's way, when you take a leaf, have you ever seen a leaf before? Every leaf has what is called venation. Your leaf is like your palm. And then you know that your palm, your heart is here. Your heart is in this place. So when you are beating, that's your heart you're surfacing. You're surfacing your, yes. Now you want to clap now, can you say? Okay. Yes, those who are into palmistry, when they look at your hand, they see your way. They see your future in your hand. Can you see that? So, when God takes you as his species, he writes you in his own palm. He brings you and puts you in his future. He inscribes you in his way and declare your paths in life. Now, are you hearing me? But when people take, when those who are palmistry take your finger this way, they can't see your future in Christ there. Because that future is higher than this finger. It's in your heart. It will not be made, it will be made manifest until that heart, that light shines on your heart. It's then that destiny opens to you. So if you're not born again, they can't see it. You're going to say,
You are going to travel out. And they will sit there. They will sit there. So God said to Israel, you must never, 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 never welcome anyone who is into palmistry. Why? They will define a false future for you. My future, because of corruption, has been taken away from that place. It's now in the palms of my hand. So when the gospel of the faith starts shining, the gospel of eternal destiny starts awareness of a pathway of life. To eternal life starts showing up. Because a new face is showing. In the days of the writing of the law, they want you and I to be able to behold and not see our natural face or natural destiny, but to see his face. If a man behold with his face, he will go his way. And if he go your way, you will soon forget. That's what James says. Are you in the house, please? You will soon forget. That image of your natural destiny can't stick for, it can't last. It can't stay for long. So he will go his way and soon forget it. Behold, for he beholded himself. Himself. He should not behold himself. He should behold, he should behold his glory. And straightway, and go this way, and straightway forget it. What manner of man he was. For he that looketh into the perfect law of liberty, whosoever looketh or beholdeth the perfect law of liberty or the image of the living God, and continue it therein. So, when you behold there, power of continuity is there. It doesn't allow to go your way easily. So, a man who gets there, once you get there, the power of that place does not allow to go your way. He be not a forgetful hearer. He be not. So, by nature, we are forgetful hearer, huh? A day will come, you won't be a forgetful hearer anymore. You won't stop by memory of the head. You will stop by heart. Now, that's why they have to heal the heart. The leaves must be administered to heal the heart. Before they start putting the law red, they have to heal the heart. So that there can be a place for them to put the matter. He being, I let God be, say being. It means he's changing. He's no more a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Say, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Is defining a man who is going towards the perfect law of liberty. Who is using the perfect law of liberty, which actually is the law of the living God. The perfect law of liberty, what I say, is the law of the living God. That is what the Spirit of the living God uses. That's what he writes in the heart. When Paul says in that place we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, are you still here today? Go to verse 4. And so trust have we to Christ, to God the Lord. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves, to don't take anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency of God, who has made us able ministers of the New Testament.
Not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter killeth, the spirit giveth life. Let's go back to verse 3. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. So the Spirit of the living God is to write on fleshy table of the heart. What does he write? Perfect law of liberty. I don't know what's talking about laws at that time. Law of Christ, law of the Father. So perfect law of liberty is the law of the living God. Say amen. Amen. Is the law. So the essence of the Spirit of the living God is to write on tables of the heart, to write on flesh table of the heart, perfect law of liberty. Perfect law of liberty. So he whosoever beholdeth, looketh into that perfect law. Or whosoever follow God to receiving perfect law. Are we in the house? Yes, that man is looking for how to receive the blessing. It's a man who wants to carry the blessing. He wants the blessing to be upon him. Or he wants to become the blessing. When I say upon, you can think about losing it. I talk about he wants to become the blessing. He wants to move from glory to glory. We have said glory means the life. So he wants to move from Christ's glory to the Father's glory. He wants to change estate. Such man, he will not be able to go his way. So what you find in that James, he that beholded, who looketh into the pavilion of liberty and continued therein, he becomes not a forgetful hearer. That's why there's no amount of things you can learn with your head that you not forget. You forget it. And when you look into your heart, you don't have enough in your heart to produce it. Some of them, when you pray in tongues, the thought comes from the heart. But you find others, many of them are not there. Because they are not yet entrenched by the Spirit of the living God. That is when it's no more a thing you are learning, it's a thing you have honed. Because you have moved to a place where it is embossed. We call it behold. As in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed. So it means that you look means that, I'll give an example last time. It means that you get a place where you are looking for God's thoughts, God's image. You have seen it already, but your eye can't stay there. It can't stay there. But along the line of seeking that glory, you got a strength to stay. And because you stay, the glory bursts. But it only bursts when you stay. But because you are a man, you can't stay. So as they are dealing with your way, I'm in the house. What's making you go this way? That way is what? It's your way. Yeah, it's your way. Your way does not make it easy for you to stay so that the glory can burst. Glory bursting means that the nature can be transferred as original to your heart. So that from the heart, you know. From the heart, you understand. Even when anything comes to you, your head looks blank. Before you move to your heart, you see communication. There's nothing God is saying that will be strength to your heart. Why? It has been embossed there. Why we have problem with God is that what God says always go variant against what we're thinking. And for the next 2 months, you're still wondering, nobody said that. That is said, I'm looking at it. Your heart is not finding the answer. Why? It has not been written there. If it has been written there, once you hear it, that writing speaks back. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And when it speaks back, you know.
So when it says you know all things, does not mean that your head will know all things. No. There's no day when you are ahead. Eh? We know all things. But a day will come that our heart will know all things. Say, so our heart will know all things. You will know from within. So the essence of this writing is that you will know me from the least to the greatest. That day, nobody will ask anybody or anyone, not the Lord. They will all know me. How would they all know me? They have already received my writing. They have got to a place where they can behold my glory without veil, with an open face. See it the way it is, without running away. See it, and you can cope with it in righteousness. Say amen.
Amen.
Now tonight, I believe God that as we leave this meeting today, every disease that has become a way in us, heaven will start visiting them.
Amen.
Every word you have heard this year that you find it difficult to absorb, that negate your way and you struggle with it, I say from today, help reaches your soul. God's ways are for healing of nations. That's the essence of the leaf of the tree of life. Is to take the way of the nation. The way of nations is that they have been raised into a way. Even if the devil stay away from them, the ways has been charted. They know how they will do. They will do it like that for 100 years. So it is impossible for God to govern nations because the way has been opened. Tonight, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every struggle we have made in the past with other ways, heaven brings solution to it tonight. You just go find out that you enter into understanding why you should not struggle with God. Peter said, some things Paul said are hard to be understood. It's not hard. It is hard for souls to accept. He said it is hard to be understood. It's not, the grammar is not, Paul does not have any grammar above any other person. But the things Paul wrote there are difficult to accept. It's like for a Jewish man to believe that he doesn't need the law at all. You mean he doesn't need Pentecost? He doesn't need tabernacle? He doesn't need to go to Jerusalem for any feast in a year? And he will still be a believer. Why Peter couldn't leave Jerusalem? It's not because God was not sending him away. The affinity there will not make him live away from it. He's attached to it. So I say, and Paul to the Gentiles and Peter to the Jews. It's not that God also wants to send him to Gentiles. But he can't embrace the life of the Gentiles. The ways are too difficult to understand. I say from this evening to you, the ways of God will no more be difficult for you. For example, if you, listen to me, you meet somebody, you meet a prostitute, who God got born again. I say, can you receive the Holy Ghost? That would take, yes. Now, to don't say, I'll come next week. By next week, I'll send some materials to learn so that you can get ready for the Holy Ghost. What? You don't believe you can receive the Holy Ghost that day? You are trying to help yourself. You are not helping her. You are helping yourself. You don't trust that the power that saved her, that moment can give her the Holy Ghost. That's what God did for Cornelius. That's what he did for Peter now. Peter got there and he was rambling. God said, I will daze you. The man has not confessed Jesus, he gave him the Holy Ghost. He received a blow in tongue, the same kind of tongue they received. God was dealing with souls. When I say dealing of souls, it's not just about your sin, about your way. Your way is your sin. It's not lying. It's not fornication. The way you think, the way you reason, the way you perceive righteousness, something's wrong with you. You are sick before God. So we make God's things sometimes difficult because of our ways. Say amen. I remember some years ago I said, very soon I'm going to see some people here at 20, 21 get married. It looks impossible, right? Yeah. Eh? But we're having 21, 21, 22 now marrying. But then look as if that the children will not go to school anymore. I'm not thinking like you are thinking. I'm thinking from God's perspective. How does a man, how should a man live life? Not how should he live in Nigeria. So sometimes Nigeria draft a lifestyle for us, and we enter the prison house of Nigeria. You know what I'm saying? That thy will be made known on the earth, and thy saving out. I said you will have health. Because his ways will be made known to you. Your heart will receive the veins of God. You know, not that it's where the veins is carrier of life. That thing you see on the leaf is veins. When you stand and show the heart, can you get a picture of the heart? Woman heart. You will see also veins on the heart. It's to show your ways out of the heart. You see a lot of veins, a lot of arteries, and so every heart is designed for ways. But from this season, the ways of God will become your way. I said it will become your way. It will be reasonable to you. It won't be any more difficult for you. You know, it's as difficult as it is for camel to go through the eye of a needle. There's a way there, but it's difficult to go through the eye of a needle. That eye of a needle is the human soul. Many things God wants to pass through your life, your eye is not allowing it. Yes, your ways is not allowing it. It's not reasonable to you. Than for a rich man to enter the kingdom. So it means for when it comes to kingdom, it's about change of ways. Without change of ways, there's no access to kingdom. Because kingdom requires a way of life. So I say you become like children. Can you see that? I say you reduce your age. What age are you reducing? You reduce your way, your reasoning. That's what Pastor was talking about. I say you become a child, you cannot enter him. What about a child? A child's ways are not yet fully formed. It's pliable. It can be adjusted. Sit down here. I'm coming. We'll sit down. He will say, why am I sitting here? He will sit down first. I'm going to bring your food. He will sit down. I'm waiting for his food. But when you grow up, you're not eating. Can he bring the food? Does he have food? Can I wait for that food? On just sit down, bring food. 10 questions will come here. God say, I love you. And God, you love me, but is this the way love should be? How do I go this way and get behind? I'm childless. I say, you love me. Will this slave be my... That was the way. So they have to take time to reduce the age of Abraham. So I can take God for what God says. Simply, he lost power of interpretation of what God is talking about. And then the blessing came upon Abraham. I say in the season we go into, this blessing will rest upon us. Yeah. What we have been looking out for the past 1 year learning, it won't be a promise fire anymore. Yeah.
become promise at hand. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? We'll just see that we find grace to continue. Continue therein. We continue therein. We will not forget. We will not forget. But we continue. We do the law. We do all the law. Then we'll receive the blessing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever as your past experiences that is tormenting today, I say they are dissolved from you. I don't know what you went through when you were young. I say from this moment, that experience is taken away from you. I say it's taken away from you. All the abuses you had when you were young, and it's actually your, it's a torture to you. It's been torturing you. I say from today, you are delivered from it. You rise above it. I say you rise above it. All the ash words that has been spoken to you to frame you, all the ash utterances that you have gone through has made you develop hard and tough skin. Today, nothing they say meant anything to you. No correction meant anything to you. Why? You have developed tough skin against instruction. I say that is where worn out today. From your heart is worn out today. Your heart will be accessible. Words will come afresh to you as weapon and as tool of making, as tool of raising. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every abuse you have gone through, I said today, is taken away from you. The impact of the abuses are taken away. The impact of the abuses are taken away. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Said those who are in the king's court are royally dressed. You have come to the king's court. Let your royal apparel be given to you. The king's court does not have mourner. I say your mourning is changed to dancing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your self-pity is taken away from you. You will come to full awareness of the glory of God's life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everyone that endureth, Bible says, he that endureth temptation is the one that is eligible to wear the crown of life. It's that when you are tempted. Don't say you are tempted of God. Let me step in James. Say God cannot be tempted the evil, neither tempted the any man. That's God. So it does not bring temptation to destroy you. No. Thank you very much. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he's tempted, he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life. It means that trying times are opportunity for mastery. When you are in the school of the everlasting life, you use trying times to gain mastery, to gain stability. I say henceforth, whatever seems difficult becomes advantage to you. You didn't hear. I said, whatever. Now listen to me. In the past, prayer has always been a problem to you. You get turned out. You get to start murmuring. You start complaining. I say, in this season, whatever is called toughness becomes advantage to you. Why? You will understand. You will understand. You will understand. You will understand. You will give right conversation. Right response and conversation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I say you are empowered to go and prosper. Today, I say you are strengthened. Not to be afraid of the face of the enemy. Why? The face of the Lord is your blessing. As long as the face is shining on you, you are blessed. I say you are blessed.
Your blessing moves from currency to eternal power. I say your blessing moves from Nigerian situation to eternal power. In the midst of the prayer, you will stand strong. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to you today, between now and next year, when this program will start again, you'll be stronger. I said you'll be stronger. You'll be better. You'll be finer. You'll be more beautiful. The face of the Lord will shine upon you. He will give you peace. You will have stability. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Kaya maleske melian to saida. Raskapeli basota. Meklanos te maniandashke yidebora kanaya. Brokete libra andos tayaba. Ruskapeda lesta poba saida na. Mekladoska mareka tosta padia. I say, I open your ear to download of God's mercy. Your head is open to blessing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everywhere you are, you get to, you go, it will be clearly evident that the hand of the Lord is upon you. The heat of the earth will not beat you. The glory of the Lord will be a cloud upon you. It will shield you. It will shelter you. It will cover you. To preserve you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go and do well. Have a great moment with the Lord your God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I open you to my blessing. My blessing. My blessing. My blessing. May have more blessing. They shall say, this is the field that God has blessed. You will become a fruitful field. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty Father. Lord, we appreciate you tonight. We give you all the glory and all the praise today. Thank you for what you have done for us. Blessed be your name, Jehovah, Lord. Aye, glory come. Glory, glory come. Glory, glory come. Glory, glory come. Glory, more glory. Glory, glory come, glory come, glory come, glory come. Journey of glory, glory come, glory come, glory come, glory come, glory come. Lord, we thank you. We appreciate you today. All glory and praise to you, Father. Blessed be your name, Jehovah, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we say amen together? Give your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Do very well.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.